We're speaking with Congressman David Valadao of Hanford. He represents California's 21st Congressional District. Thank you for your time today.
No, happy to be here.
The American Health Care Act is back in the news big time. There's a lot of talk about a potential vote coming up. I've not seen anywhere a quote from you about whether or not you support this act. Have you had a chance to look at this health care proposal, and do you support it?
Well, yes, there's been a lot of talk of it. We have had a chance to look at it. There's a lot going on, so there's still a lot of moving parts. And there's a reason why I have not taken a public position on it, is because it is a complicated topic, and I want to do what's best for my constituents.
What's your lingering concern? What is holding you back from making a decision one way or another?
Well, we've got two issues. The system we have in place today, even when all my doctors and all my hospitals call and talk to me about this, they openly admit that the system we have in place today, the Affordable Care Act, is not working. We have a real problem in the Central Valley with being able to attract good doctors, being able to attract specialists and all these different things into the Central Valley and underserved community. And keeping people on Medicaid is not how we start to attract more doctors and more specialists.
The Center for American Progress, which is a left-leaning organization, however, did an analysis and they projected that as many as 60,000 people could lose coverage in your district. How would that impact address your concerns about bringing doctors and specialists to the area?
So, again, when you have groups that are politically aligned one side or the other, I don't trust their analysis from the get-go. But allowing consumers to have a real choice in their healthcare decisions is something I think is very good direction to go. But again, it has to be done in the right way. And so that's why we're weighing our options before we make any hard decisions on which way to go.
Do you not think that residents in your district stand to lose coverage if the American Healthcare Act is adopted?
I know for a fact that people in my district have been hurt by this, by the Affordable Care Act in place. And I know that people having options with the refundable tax credit, actually having vouchers in their pocket so that they have choices on where to buy insurance anywhere they want, is something that the majority of people in my district would like to have. The problem is making it affordable, which the Affordable Care Act has not done. And so to ask me to vote no to defend that is a horrible idea. But asking me to vote yes without fully weighing what the options are or what direction or how well this bill will serve my community is something that we still have to look into.
But those tax credits, the vouchers you pointed out, would be significantly lower in many cases than what they are under the Affordable Care Act. How would that address the concerns that people have of the premiums and deductibles being too high?
How we bring those premiums and deductibles down, obviously, the high-risk pools is one of those ways. Because insurance companies having to cover the cost, and pre-existing conditions is a big deal, but with the pre-existing conditions being allowed into the insurance, those insurance costs will be borne by the rest of the healthier population without that within that pool. And so with the high-risk pools, what you do is you create a way for the insurance companies to find a way to hedge their costs, which is go to the government so they can subsidize those highest-cost patients, and so it's not being borne by the average ratepayer or insurance holder. And then with those vouchers, it actually attracts more folks in because now they're making choices. They're going and making personal decisions on which insurance services treat them the best and give them the care they want.
Those high-risk pools have been tried before. They're very expensive. In 2011, there were 200,000 people in high-risk pools in 35 states. They cost $2.5 billion. The conservative National Affairs magazine estimates that the federal government would need to allocate $20 billion a year to fund those high-risk pools. Is that really a better solution than trying to have everybody in together?
There are plenty of examples, too, where it's worked well, and states have done very well without any government subsidies. And now with a program where there are actually government dollars coming in to play a role, there's a good chance they can work a lot better. But again, you have to get more people into the marketplace. And where you've got a situation where less people are playing, are in the insurance pools, that's not a good situation. People on Medicaid in my district, losing doctors and losing options is not a good situation. The problem that we have today is the system we have today. And again, you can quote all the studies you want, but I've got doctors, I've got hospitals, and I've got lots of folks in the district telling me the system we have today is going to fail.
And lastly, on this topic, there's a lot of concern about people who have pre-existing conditions. We just had an emotional presentation by Jimmy Kimmel about his son's heart condition, for example, that they're concerned they're going to be priced out of the system under the American Health Care Act. Is that something you think is a possibility?
Well, people have been priced out already. So again, the ability for government to play a role in covering the cost of some of those high-risk or some of the more high-cost patients is something that helps bring those costs down. And then on the other side, again, people having vouchers so that you can attract more folks into the marketplace, again, to spread those costs is how you bring those costs down.
Congressman David Valadao represents California's 21st Congressional District. He comes from Hanford. We thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you.